It's always bored my mind. Mm-hmm. How do I get you to run me a bath? How do I get you to run me a shower? Like even the idea has me kind of chuckling within myself.
But I think you have to keep in mind that these ladies are Southern ladies. Mm-hmm. Southern ladies are known to cater to their men in that way. Yeah. So if they know that their man is coming home, they're having a tough day, they will go the extra mile and say, us Northern girls.
Yeah, you guys are cold. You guys are too cold. Right, so I need my girlfriend now, so I need some biscuits and a hot shower. Give me some of that.
No, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Because see, I see what you're saying. You would appreciate if your woman did this, mm-hmm. right? It would be nice.
I think both guys would appreciate it.
But a lot of men
don't. I think, you know, I'm being a little, you know, one-sided on the song. There are some aspects where, you know, she's saying you get this based on what you've been providing for me. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, you've been doing stuff for me as well. It's not very much detailed, which mm-hmm. is what I was looking for. I was looking, so what exactly is he doing to get the bath water, because I'm trying to understand that, but it wasn't detailed. I think that it's interesting because, yes, sometimes Northern women, as you say, we are not only less likely to cater to our men, but also much more business-oriented, yeah. much more career-oriented,
yeah.
much less time.
Yeah.
I get home and I'm about as equally as tired as you. I actually have gone home at the same time as you.
So there's no bath water. I just want to know, is there no bath water? If we're both tired, there's no bath water. Can we bathe together? Like, what's going on?
Like a balance, like... Yeah. Maybe he's cooking, run the bath water after, or like I'll do the dishes. Like,
it's you know what I mean? Like it's more of a, I want to see more of a balance. I feel like in 2021, people would have want catered to you to be more of a balanced song. And I see what that means, because it's just like, I'm putting your do-rag on, I'm brushing your hair, I'm doing your nails. It's a lot.
I do like getting my nails cut though. Like sometimes, like, you know, I'm in between my appointments, and you're sure you can just cut me out, because I always think I cut myself wrong, but my nails are good though.
There's another lyric that was a little bit problematic for me.
Where's like, it shaky? Give me one more.
Making sure that I'm doing my part. Is there something that you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I got it. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. That's interesting to me. It's kind of saying, like, if you're looking at it on that level, it's like, okay, I'm going to do these things in order not to lose you. Mm. Whereas I shouldn't have to do that to not lose you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to cook your meals because I'm afraid. Now, it's nice to have those things. Right. And actually, I wanted to throw it back to you, because I know, like, you know, we've had conversations where you're not a very demanding guy. No. I wouldn't call you that at all. But there's some things that you're like, I would like that.
Okay,
when I come home, okay, I want my jury here.
Okay, you want me to run through my thing?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Because is that, like, I'm not saying a deal breaker, but does that affect how you would view a woman?
I saw myself,
one who cooks versus one who doesn't.
Yeah, I saw myself get fat when I was with someone that didn't cook. And my thing is, I'm not, I send them a lot of guys all over the country, all over the place, and I talk to them. Some guys want a fresh plate every night. Me, I'm cool. I have a system. I said, listen, I love leftovers, especially from Haitian women. I'm in the building. You only need to cook 3 nights. I'll eat the leftovers for the other 4. We are good money. I like to wash dishes, so I could do the washing. So if you do the cooking, I'll do the washing. We have that system as well. And if you do a large majority of the cooking, I like to clean. I like to make sure things are hands-on person. So I'll do the majority of the cleaning.
Okay.
If you do the cooking, I'll do the majority of the cleaning. And that's kind of how I bounce off. Because turning back to what we were saying before, in the social dynamic of relationships now, a lot of guys are like, okay, so I've had someone tell me, well, I feel like I'm being used. Okay, so what do you want in return? And whatever you want in return doesn't have to be up to par what you're giving. If you're in a situation with a man, and you're the kind of person, like, you like the kitty, you like to run the bats, you know, you have the biscuit and the chicken. You know a girl likes you when she makes sides. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? There's some chick, they'll just make you the chicken and the macaroni, and then, okay, that's it. But when she's making sides and cutting up, and she's making you breakfast, she's cutting up fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
It's hitting you different. I'm like, you give me a bowl of fruits and 3 different sides of my pancakes? This is better than IHOP. And me and Lorena got some great IHOP stories too. But I think that's all I ask. But I try to be fair, because I never want to be in a situation where someone feels like I'm using them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you cook, I'll wash the dishes. If I clean, you do the laundry. Because I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah.
And I go through a lot of clothes. Like, I could do laundry every day. And that's all I ask. That's all I ask. I don't need no more.
Well, some other stuff, but we can't do it because it's a morning show. You know what? You have to be reasonable in your request.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we don't know the background. We don't know what the man in the song was asking for, or if this was extra, or if this was, asked of these women. But I think the consensus is, if we if we are going to cater, let's cater to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, let's be a partnership. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful to do things for each other, yeah, and be thoughtful of each other's needs. To like kind of close out the segment, you know, we're going to do toxic or not. Does Destiny's Child cater to you toxic or not?
In 2021, yeah, we're going
toxic.
Toxic.
Let me know where you.
Well,
great
song. Let me know. Never talk about it against Beyonce.
I think it's a little toxic.
No, I don't think it's toxic, because if you look back, I think it's cool that there's women that are making these songs, because there's a lot of men in R&B that made those songs. So, for instance, Babyface had a song called "Soon as I Get Home."
Yeah, lovely song.
Lyrics are crazy because no man
is doing that.
Exactly.
Still toxic.
It is, but I mean, I don't know. I still think it's a good song.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
It depends too.
Like,
we don't know the backstory, so I think it depends on how the person is taking it in.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think that on Between the Lyrics, we'll be doing a lot of this where it's
not like this. This is dope.
In general, the song is a great song. Man. For example, you know, Toni Braxton's "Breathe Again," great song, still problematic, still a little strange. You know what I mean? And I think it's gonna be fun to dive into these.
No, this is cool,
every month,
man.
So.
No, not like this, man. So this has been Between the Lyrics with Nikki Musique from Breakdown to Lowdown, dope podcast. In my opinion, the best R&B podcast in the land. I think it's one like none other. Shout out to you and your co-host Clarence, Mr. Cool, Mr. Rhythm and Brunch, Mr. 92.8 Agency. So that's Between the Lyrics.
Can I say something? Can I let them know? Okay. All right. So, y'all, if you want to listen to Breakdown to Lowdown weekly, at Breakdown to Lowdown on Instagram, at all of those with the number 2. So, Breakdown to Lowdown. Just search us. You'll find us. And you want to follow my personals at Nikki Music, at NikyMusique. The music is spelled in French.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you listeners texting me. You know, people are saying they love the conversation. Shout out to my cousin Jazz. Big things. So, DJ Moon One, I tried something on this next mix. I knew Nikki was going to be on the back of this. I got some Drake with some mixy stuff.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Your plans is, I could give a f- about what your plans is. If I hit your line, would you answer? Whoever it is, you better cancel. I was thinking maybe you could fall through, so I can put this f- on you. Now this f- good for the both of us.
Hold on, I can't do it like regular people.
I asked you the same thing, you tell me seven guys, but we both know that's a lie. Cause if we count ahead, even if we're counting drunken nights. To that number that you gave, just might be off by 8 or 9, but it's still nowhere close to mine. Marcus probably had to break me straps like 30 times. Whoa. Like 4 years ago when Courtney had resigned.
Yo, pull it,
Montreal, my city, the best morning show in the country. They don't do the madness like me. Drizzy Drake in the building.
I like this right here.
You ask how many girls I've been with in my life. I tell you I stopped keeping count when I was 25. I ask you the same thing, you tell me 7 guys, but we both know that's a lie. Cause if we're counting head and if we're counting drunken nights, then that number that you gave just might be off by 8 or 9, but it's still nowhere close to mine. Marcus probably had to bring me straps like 30 times. He took over like 4 years ago when Courtney had resigned. I've been talking sex with Courtney since like 2005. We've been friends since junior high. Tough to enjoy the company and never cross the line. She's like, is it more than 100 with everyone combined? And I say, yeah, that's being kind. At one point or another, they all felt like they were mine. I had a lot of backs that I would never talk behind. I'm not really into threesomes, I like one thing at a time.
I like when it's you and I.
Plus, I always feel like if somebody outperforms you, that could jeopardize your pride. And I'm not into choosing sides. Unless you about to sleep and you asking me what's my side. It's the right at home, but this a hotel so you can decide. Lessons that I learned before hitting my prime. Confessions that I blame on a zodiac sign. Things you need to hear before we say our goodbyes. Free myself of it all, watch the Scorpio rise.
To some culture and entertainment news. First off, I did want to thank everybody that donated to the Crown Project. We were accepting donations up until Wednesday. Last minute came through Family Over Fame. They donated some stuff, so thank you so much for that. A lot of people stopped.
And also, thank you to Sinclair for dropping it, because you know, Cunny's in Nova Scotia. Thank you for Sinclair for coming through the snow with it. That's what's up.
thank you so much. And everybody that came through to DG Kicks to drop stuff off, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So you'll see on my Instagram at The Crown Project, I'll be going shopping soon. So you'll be seeing the people that donate money.
Yeah.
I'll be buying some stuff. Also happening, Womanpreneur, they're having their holiday pop-up shop. It's a sip-in shop. And that's happening tomorrow at Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 Boulevard de Maisonneuve from 12 to 7. Also remember, there is a raffle that will be happening too. The raffle is to help provide two families with a food gift basket. And if you enter the raffle, you can win a TS3420 Pixma Canon printer. And the Morning Detour will be announcing the winner on December 17th. So look out for that.
And they got some more stuff too. They got a couple more prizes. So please go out and check them out at the Caribbean Food Factory. And you know, join the raffle. She's going to come on the show next Friday. And we're going to announce the winners. You know we like giving away stuff.
Listen, there's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Also, everybody that's been supporting Twitch DJs for the past like 2 years,
they're
having a Montreal link up actually. So this is happening tomorrow at Jet Nightclub, which is at 2020 Crescent. It's $20 for a ticket. You could go and email twitchreunion2021@gmail.com. And they have a list of DJs. So they have Chris Dubs from Toronto, Selecta Gallus from Ottawa. From Montreal, we have Keith Dean, DJ Star Q, Selecta Jinx, DJ Blaster, James Bond, Dr. Rockaway, and then from the UK they have Team Shellens in the building, so everybody's there, support them in person. So that's gonna be super dope. There is a Sip and Paint that's happening. It's a ladies R&B night on December 21st at Tropical Restaurant, which is 3426 Notre Dame West. To reserve, you can call 514-419-2229 to get your tickets for that.
Let me tell you something. Big Will and Ricky Not Nice's last Sip and Paint, that joint was packed.
It was.
That was a fight. What? Oh, man. Shout out to Big Will and Ricky Not Nice, man. The Sip and Paint is a great vibe. Great date night. Great night to come out with the girls or the homeboys.
Definitely.
You're juicing. You're painting. The last one was hosted by our good friend Charmaine. Great host as well. I can't wait to see the promoter that's going to have the budget to get Charmaine, Haitian G, or as you guys know, Ailey Follow the Rhythm, and myself, all in the same event to host. That has to be like an award ceremony. So that has to be a gala or something.
Yeah, it can't just be a Sip and Paint. There needs to be more to it. But yeah, that definitely will be crazy, and it will happen sooner than later. Another thing that's happening that we're going to hear later on in the show as well is Piercing Through the Veneer, Anti-Racist Psychotherapy and Black Meditation with David Archer. He's going to be hosting an interactive workshop today focused on challenging our beliefs and approaches in serving our community. And then for therapists, David will share didactic and experiential training content on the context of racial trauma. And there will also be a guided meditation at the end of the workshop. It is $65 to attend. It's from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And if you would like to attend this virtual workshop, you could go to hollyhughesandco.com and register for that. And that is today. So you'd have to register ASAP.
And coming up next, we have an interview with Mr. David Archer speaking on Black meditation. You know, every time I talk to this guy, I feel like, man, there's so much more I need to know. There's much more I need to learn. Smart brother, man. We're very fortunate to have him within our community.
Definitely. And then for all my movie heads, Cineplex is having a holiday escape. So if you purchase tickets online to see a movie at Cineplex, you can receive a 2-for-1 deal. This is going on from December 8th to the 12th. So when you purchase your ticket, you got to remember to enter the code 2021241, and the discount will be added to your total. So if you go to the website, the discount code is there. Don't forget to put it in so you get that deal. And then also, Fantasia Film Festival is happening. They're celebrating their 25th year.
Damn, yeah, Fantasia is dope. That's all the anime and all that joint?
Yeah. So they're showing movies at Concordia. So it's at the J.W. McConnell Building, a.k.a. the Library Building.
And don't worry, nobody will be shooting that library building up.
No, not at all. So the movies are actually going to be showing for free, and it's from December 10th to the 19th.
Now I'm going to go catch that, man. You know, shout out to Free Agents Media, man. You know, I know Doc and those guys. They probably already know what slots, what they're going to go watch.
Probably, but check out the website and see what movies are going to be playing. Definitely something to do, especially since it's cold outside. But speaking of cold, the skating rinks.
They ready?
Are opening.
Okay.
So tomorrow, the Old Port will be opening their skating rink. It's cost $8.05 to attend.
Okay, let's just waive the 5 cents. Come back with this, like this nickel and diamond. Do you still got to wear a mask for outside? on scamming because there's a group of people? Does it say? Does it stipulate?
I don't know. I didn't go on the website, so I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they probably do want you to wear a mask because it's like a large group of people. Mm-hmm. And I just heard something. They don't want like the vax and unvax to like, you know, mix.
Okay, you need to stop that. Like, what do you mean they don't want to vax or unvax to mix? It's like, yo.
Listen, this is just headlines that I see. I don't know. I try not to pay attention. But you can rent skates, locks, helmets, and walkers there as well if you don't have your own pair of skates. And then for the kids, Black Santa is coming to Montreal. That's exciting.
Well, why does it have to be a thing? Like, they couldn't find no person in Montreal to play Black Santa. My godfather has been playing Black Santa for the last 14 years.
Well, I don't know where the Santa's coming from, but, you know, they always say Santa Claus is coming to town, so I just said Black Santa.
Black Santa's coming to town?
Coming to Montreal.
Okay.
He will be here with Chase and Sky from Paw Patrol on December 18th at 7012 Côte de l'Ouest from 12 to 4 p.m. The cost is $15 for kids 5 and under, $25 for kids 5 and up, $10 for each additional child, and $65 for a group of four children. So for more information, you can call 1-888-818-7836. You will get a professional photo with Santa and Chase and Sky, as well as food, drinks, activities, and there's gift bags to be given out as well.
Oh, we like gift bags. I've always been impressed by personalities that do children's shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because you got to be upbeat all the time. You got to be happy all the time. Like people that played Barney and the Teletubbies and stuff like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
or even the characters at Disney.
Yeah, like you got to be upbeat all the time. Mm-hmm. What happens if you tight? Like, I'm too dark to be a child, what do you call it?
Yeah, but
a kid's personality.
I mean, you don't really talk.
but like a Mr. You're like, I miss Mr. Dressup. You know, Mr. Dressup taught you how to do a craft. He did a little bit of acting, a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, I miss Mr. Dressup.
Yeah, would Mr. Dressup work in this day?
Maybe I could be the Black Mr. Dressup. No?
Well,
teach them how to just fly. Imagine Kanye West and Drake as my guests in the modern era. That'd be crazy.
No, that would be dope. Maybe you need to write it down, make it happen.
We keep giving away all the ideas on air like nobody listening. Like, this is just George crazy.
So some other stuff that's happening also, oh boy, it's Sunday on December 26th. So it's a party happening at MCSO, which is at 7401 Newman, with DJ Skiz, Drew, DJ Nicholas, and J.E. Buns. Tickets are $15, but will be more at the door. So you can hit up any of those DJs if you want tickets to the event. And then also, Big Will is having Funny by Nature on December 26th as well.
Yeah.
And it's hosted by Big Norm, and music will be provided by DJ Bobby Payne. Some of the comedians on the bill will be Wasim El Munzir, Cedric Newman, Chris Dulger, Joshua Shapiro, Uncle Phil, and more. There's two shows, one at 6 p.m., one at 9 p.m. It's a ticket-only event, so definitely contact Big Will as soon as possible. You could call him at 514-434-4426.
Yep.
Now on to entertainment.
Yes, come with the Toronto Mondem.
Not yet. I want to go through the bad stuff.
Okay,
first.
Okay. I ain't going to rush you. That's
because
how
for
you
the
want
past,
that.
Because, you know, we weren't live last week. So I don't know what's happening in this season, but a lot of people are passing away. So I just want to acknowledge some people. So first off, we have the legendary music executive Clarence Avant, his wife, Jacqueline Avant.
That's crazy. They killed her. Somebody broke into the house. And this guy, he's the Black Godfather.
Yeah.
So who did that?
Well, her life was taken during a home invasion in L.A. She was 81 years old. There is a suspect that was taken into custody. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that's really... They're saying that's who it is, but some people are saying, like, no, it's bigger than that. So I'm hoping that, you know, this gets resolved. But it's super sad that her life got taken away. She was an amazing woman. Definitely check out his documentary on Netflix as well. Also, fashion designer Virgil Abloh passed away this month after battling a rare form of cancer for the past 2 years. So that came as a shock as well.
And they celebrated him last night too, Drake and Kanye last night.
Yeah, you know? He was mentioned last night as well. And his latest collection did make it into the Fashion Week in Miami. So we got to see
it's good luck, man. Good luck, man. It's sad, man. We're losing some dope people, some great creators, man.
Definitely. And then Nick Cannon also announced on his daytime talk show that his youngest son, Zen Cannon, passed away this past Sunday due to a form of brain cancer. And Zen was only 5 months old.
Damn.
So that is super sad. So sending our condolences out to all those families and everybody affected by the losses.
And I also like to add too, it happened about 2 weeks ago, you know, regardless of how people feel about it, but my AAU coach and mentor, Henry Wong, passed away. Still bothered by it, man. You know, especially, you know, you come from a single parent household and you play AAU basketball, you know, you grow up, you know, closeness with your coach. You know, he created a lot of opportunities for myself and a lot of my friends. And I look at them now, you know, they're managing NBA guys. Guys are big coaches, NCAA guys went to the league through Henry. So it's tough, man. I'm still dealing with it, man. It's weird. You lose your coach. I'm not even 40 yet, man. I'm losing my coach. Like, it's crazy.
No, it's really, like, this whole season has been very tough for a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have lost family members recently. There's a lot of celebrities that are gone as well. It's a really crazy time. But also, your friend Tristan Thompson has made headlines again. So another woman recently announced that she is having the NBA star's third child. Her name is, I think it's Marilee Nichols from Texas. Is suing Tristan
He's from
for
Brampton. What do you
child
expect?
Support. That's not a good excuse. So the lawsuit began before the baby was even born. The baby is born now, so Tristan is asking for a DNA test as well as a gag order for the whole trial. Text messages between the two have recently been released for the trial, where Tristan tells Marilee to take the $75,000 because that's all she's getting as he's soon retiring from the NBA. He's saying that in Texas, getting child support from somebody who's unemployed is not that good, so he's given her a better deal at this point. And then he also said that he has no plans to be in the child's life.
Damn. It's that 1%. You know, everybody chases that 1%. So when they get that 1%, you know what I mean? Like, when you're a celebrity and you're a man, it's different. You know what I mean? Because, you know, women, you guys have all the power. So when you become a 1%er and, you know, you're not high esteem, your pool of women is different. So it's very hard for those guys to be like, you know, I'm going to be monogamous. Mm-hmm. You have all this access now. You have access to the candy store.
Yeah, but look what's happening. The candy seems to be a little on the
rise. Well, there's no
side.
Integrity no more in the game, Lorena. You know what I mean? People no longer say and do what they said they were going to say and do. You know what I mean? I'm sure he told Chloe, I changed my ways. You're all I need, but I'm from Brampton. And I'm going to say, like he can't even cheat like a pro. Like, you know what I mean? You don't have these girls signing no NDAs. You don't, like, you're not up front letting them know what's up. Like, for a woman to go to a point where she goes public and, like, puts your things on blast, yeah, you didn't go about something properly.
Well, I don't know. I give my well wishes to the child because that's a lot to go through.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. You know, it's embarrassing for the girls. It's just an embarrassing situation because, like, but that's what sex is. And that's a serious part of sex. I mean, you know, people just focus on the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But a large part of sex is the probable outcome. You can have a kid with that person. You should not sleep with someone, especially when you're an adult, you should not sleep with someone that you can't see yourself having kids with, because you never know what might happen. We have a lot of friends that have kids with people they don't want to have kids with. I would kill myself to deal with someone that I'm forced to deal with. It'll ruin me to my core. But that's just me. You know me. I'm dark. Moon chaser.
Moving on, Jussie Smollett. So if you remember, there was the situation back in 2019 where Smollett claims that on his way back home around 2 o'clock in the morning, he was attacked. He said a man hit him in the head and he fell to the ground, and another man kicked him before the attackers ran away. He said he also noticed a rope like a noose that was around his neck after the attack. So the trial happened this past week, and after 8 hours of deliberation, the jurors found Smollett guilty for staging a fake hate crime. So people are saying most likely he will be granted probation and not serve any jail time. Smollett's lawyer made a statement. He said that he is going to be appealing the guilty verdict.
He lied.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna go to jail? Is he gonna go to jail, or is he just gonna get a slap on the wrist or a fine? He lied.
He lied, but I don't think he should go to jail.
No,
if
I don't think
Kyle,
that's serious.
What is Kyle Rittenhouse?
Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Is doing a tour.
How
a
can
media
we forget
tour?
Kyle? Yeah, he's doing a media tour.
I don't think Jussie should go to jail.
Nah, Jussie can't go to jail. But you know they're gonna try.
Definitely they're gonna try. But I don't think so.
Lorena's like, yeah, definitely gonna try. But well, it's good to see after what, a year and a half, we finally have a resolution. No, it's been longer than that. Cause we were in studio when we started talking about Jussie, no?
Yeah, it happened in 2019.
Yeah, man, the city of Chicago must be like, yo, this cost. Yo, I'd like to know. Does the article say how much this whole ordeal has cost the city of Chicago?
I don't know, but that's why they're so upset, because they put a lot of money behind that for the investigation, and then for that to happen, and, you know.
The sad part about this now, that is like the whole cry wolf syndrome. Now, anybody that talks about hate crime now, like that's a celebrity, mm-hmm. they're going to, like, your first instinct will be like, okay, is this real or is this not, right? Because of Jussie Smollett. And there's always some of us in the black community that always has to muddy the water. I mean, take away the integrity, you know, take away the credibility of certain things. People are not going to look at hate crimes the same way. Jussie made a farce of it. He turned hate crimes into McDonald's. It's a Happy Meal. It's a joke now.
Yeah, no.
Jussie Smollett's a clown.
It's a sad story.
He needs to get his card revoked for a couple years.
Oh, I did want to tell you, though, because you were liking the fashion from last night.
Oh, yeah.
With Drake and Ye.
Give it to me. Give it to
you
me.
You can actually pre-order the items on Amazon.com.
I'm sure you can.
I checked. You can. So
the boots? I can get the boots? The jackets, too.
I didn't see the boots. I saw the sweater, the shirt, the jeans, those things. Oh, they have a hat, like a dad hat.
Okay.
So if you do want those things, of course, it's pretty expensive. It's on Amazon.com. And so the last story that I will leave everybody with is there was a manager from a company. I can't remember the name of the company. Better.com. So he laid off 900 employees via Zoom call.
Cold-blooded. Yeah, you're lying. My heart pulled. That
I
hurts.
I swear. So he was there. He didn't shed a tear. He didn't do anything. But basically, it reminded me of America's Next Top Model. That's what it reminded me of. Because he's like, oh, you know, I hate to do this. I'm going to have to let some of you go. Da 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 da. And he's like, everybody that's on this call, you are the ones that are going to have to go.
Obviously. That's crazy.
So the video is online if anybody wants to see it.
We need to repost. Please repost the video on the page. And you can also, we're going to repost the David Archer book as well. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to click the link and post that. Luvina's going to get on that a little later on. But yeah, thank you so much, Luvina. Very, man, a lot of good conversations this morning. We mixy this morning. Jam of the Week, Kelly Crow, Montreal artist. I love what he's doing right now, man.
Yep.
So we're going to jump into that, man. It's the My CKT. It's more on Detour. You know what I mean?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Moi-même, j'étais là comme ça. Ça n'a pas venu de personne. Un jour, non, on saute dans la bouche, et puis bon. On répond à non, et puis depuis là, je suis comme ça. Là, on fait un bail qui est gentil, je suis pas pour. Là, on boit encore, on a besoin d'un cobble, on doit pas mon petit peu, mon petit peu, pas pour.
There's only one who chases. Nobody is this hype this early, they say I'm on drugs. Our only drug is hip hop.
Pour qu'ils aiment des yuri, qu'on y'aime qu'à enjoy passer. Pour qu'ils aiment des démons, n'aiment qu'à travailler, please passer. Pour qu'ils aiment des problèmes, commencez ou même qui l'autre. Pour qu'ils aiment fier de moi, j'ose dire à nous parler. Pour qu'ils aiment s'éclater, qu'on y a les tout net. Pour qu'ils aiment supporter, mon qui qu'on y a yo tout wrong. Depuis moi tout petit, seul bague moi t'oublie. Depuis non, votre maman, moi t'es foot validé. M'am joué la vie, m'tou goupabo. Qu'on y aiment qu'à t'ou goupabo. Mes amis, qu'elle dit tout n'est pas beau. Ma vie la vie m'dong ou babo. Kounyam gen kop tong ou babo. Mes amis kelly gros tout n'est babo. Kouyen dom n'ong ou babo. Babo. N'ong ou babo. N'ong ou babo. N'ong ou babo.
Nous guettons oublié. Vérité à devant nous et nous voulons éviter. Ma pauvre pote pour tout le monde est pour moi yo crasel. Fab qui relève mais à nous pas les conjugal. M'a quitté au break l'eau pendant moi-même gain piment. M'a quitté au couler pendant moi-même gain ciment. Depuis moi tout petit, seul bague moi t'oublié. Depuis non avant de maman, moi t'es foot validé. M'a joué la vie m'tant ou babo. Kounyam gain cop tant ou babo. Mes amis, quel dit tout n'est pas beau. Ma vie la vie m'don gou babo. Kounyam gen kop ton gou babo. Mes amis kelly gros tout n'est babo. Kouyen dom non gou babo.
sou. Beni piti tou, poteje nou. Depi pa mi ta fò sou Facebook piti. Le a fò fin mache.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're given smaller doses, the vaccine is just as effective.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Go right into it. Montreal, my city, welcome back. I'm so excited to do this radio thing again. I've been traveling the world, spreading the good gospel. We have a friend of the show. I call him the Brilliant Mind. He's back on the show this Friday. He has a new book. I said, man, you still writing? You won't get the Pulitzer. You keep moving like this. He is the super therapist I want to bring to the show this Friday. Mr. David Archer. How you doing, brother?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moon Chaser. So you're traveling around the globe. And yes, for me, I am blessed and I am doing my best. How about you? How you been?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm in a good place. I'm happy. We're closing out the year. I like to end off the year strong. Hope I get you back on the Christmas special. You know I'm going 4 hours.
Okay,
I need some blessings as we go into 2020.
What's up, man?
So, you know, give us some tools, some tricks for some positive thinking. You're back again. Where do you find the time to write more books? People are telling me you're booked up online, archertherapy.com. Yeah. You can get a book and you hot.
Yeah. It's just, the strange thing about being booked up is what it does show, of course, is that, that there are ways of being able to be helped. That's one. But then it also shows that there's an issue with our health system. Is that we need to find a way of making it so that more people have access to tools and techniques and skills that can help them to recover. So when I'm booked, it means, unfortunately, that I am working with people. It also means that there is suffering that is in the world.
Yeah.
But the reason why I write these books is because I really believe that we must do everything that we can in order to alleviate the suffering in the people. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who are in good positions to do it. And I wanted to write about how even being Black is a resource. I wanted to write about how our Blackness is not determined just by what you're going to see on the television or just by what you're even going to see on the social media. Right. And that's why I wrote the book called Black Meditation, 10 Practices for Self-Care, Mindfulness, and Self-Determination. Because I want to just make sure that everybody knows that their identity is their superpower. I want people to know that being Black is just a blessing. And if we can have enough space and enough time to not be distracted by all of the different distractions, the shiny objects that are out there, then we can get in touch with that inner beauty, that inner fire that is just waiting to be expressed and waiting to be acknowledged.
Boy, listen, every time I sit down with you, so much deepness, Black meditation. So is it easy to get into? Because I know you're a smart brother.
Yes.
You know, I've done the meditation as well with our brother Fimo.
Yes.
I've seen the benefits of it. You know, me, like many people, a little bit apprehensive with certain different kinds of ways, you know, to find inner peace. But I'm telling you, when you can finally get to a space and you can quiet the noise and you just focus on your breathing, just focus on one singular thought, one singular idea, man, once you get there, it's breathtaking.
For real, for real. So the thing is, Fimo actually did put an endorsement on the back cover. And also is that there are five other Black meditators that I interviewed in the book Mm-hmm. Just to understand that there's not just like the David Archer way of doing black meditation.
Yeah, you did your research. You made sure. Tested, proven, and good. You make sure you got your Michelin stars on it. Yeah. I see you.
Yeah, 100%, man, 100%. We got to do that quality control. And that's like for my first book on anti-racist psychotherapy, confronting systemic racism and healing racial trauma.
Yeah.
I'm a person that I like to do my research and make sure that while you may have a problem with what I say, are you going to have a problem with what the whole scientific community is going to say? So that's why I wanted to make sure with black meditation that it is more approachable. It's not necessarily for the clinician. Mm-hmm. It's more for the black person who, for one reason or another, can't reach the therapist.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, that they may be reluctant to talking to a therapist who may potentially be racist against them or something like that. So this book is for the people that I'm unable to reach so that they are able to get in touch with the resources that have always been within them. It doesn't start with black people, as our contemporary society likes to put it, that black people start with slavery. It doesn't start with only when white people are involved, is that the black meditators that I'm speaking about are practicing Kemetic yoga. So we're speaking about not Egypt. No. We're done with that.
You're educated. Listen, I'm educated. Let's go.
Yeah. But yo, Egypt is not not the original name. The original name is Kemet. Mm. And, you know, we have to understand that a lot of our problem with racism is a dissociation from our memory. The trauma of racism cuts us off so that we believe our beginning is when white people began to be involved in terms of slavery and violence and the wheels of capitalism. But black people were great from a long time ago. I don't have all of, like, I'm not going through every single like dynasty or every single like lineage that took place in ancient Kemet or Ethiopia, but I am speaking about how we need to think about our unknown ancestors. Yeah. Sometimes you'll see on social media, a person will be like, I'm my ancestor's greatest dream. No. It's not actually that. I believe that my in any history books, but on some level, they found a way, despite the odds, to survive so that each and every one of us could be here. I'd like to know who that is, because that person who survived, whether it was multiple famines, multiple like acts of violence, multiple atrocities, who is that unknown ancestor that maybe connects even me to you? Because if we go back far enough, we're going to know that since the first individual who we have recorded in modern history is mitochondrial Eve, that person was an African. That first woman was a black woman. Yes. So that means that we all share a common ancestor. So I'm very interested in helping us, even if we don't have it written down on a piece of paper, how do we connect with the spirit of who came before us so that they can help to remind us of the glory of who we are, regardless of our accomplishments, regardless of our titles, just knowing that we're beautiful because we exist. Are. Someone fought for all of us to be here. So I want to try to find out, how do we connect with our gifts that are already there, that have been passed down, that we haven't yet acknowledged?
Oh, poetic. Much of my city. The book is called Black Meditation, written by super therapist, Mr. David Archer. Listen,
you know, not yet. I'm trying to be the best therapist every day. I'm trying to be a bit better. I love how
there's a little bit of history in there, because a lot of that is important, because it does give a lot of black people perspective. You know, many of us think that the black story does start at slavery, and you're already starting from a diminished standpoint. If you had a perspective where, oh my gosh, we come from this kind of lineage and these kind of black people, you're gonna have a little bit more pride about yourself.
Exactly.
And I love the fact that you, like, within the context of the meditation and the black meditation, you still have tidbits and a little history. Like, oh, if you didn't know,
we
did this too. If you didn't know, we had this kind of ancestry. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful that you have these kind of little nuggets of information sprinkled in there, and not overcooked. It's well done, well seasoned. Black Meditation is the book. Oh, I love it. So... Yeah. So in writing the book Black Meditation, did you partake on a meditation journey? Did you do the 10-day no talking? Did you really, you know, were you like a method actor? Like, I'm not just going to write about it. I'm going to use myself as a specimen, as a subject.
Right. I'm not just writing about it. I'm being about it. That's the reason why I'm an anti-racist. Someone the other day was like, when did you become an anti-racist? I'm like, yo, I was raised in a society where there was Oka crisis going on.
Yeah.
Where there was, you know, referendums and all of this. So you had to have an awareness of your identity early from the time that you're born. You know, I'm a Black Jamaican, African Canadian. So it's just as proud Jamaicans, it's like, yo, you know, you're Jamaican from what you know, from day one.
Yeah,
day
exactly.
one, you know, Wagwan. So the thing is that for me is that before being a therapist, I was an artist. So I've always had a compulsion to create things. I love to create things. That's why you're like, where do you find the time to do this? As an artist, you have no choice but to create things. Yeah. I have to. It's just who I am. I know the feeling. Yeah, exactly. You do too. So it's just to say that I've always been interested in meditation from even a young age, of just the idea that you're able to sit and that you're able to heal yourself. Because meditation involves some aspect of knowledge of self and knowledge of the body. And when we get a knowledge of the body, we clarify the kind of the noise that's in our mind. So I was a person who did a Vipassana 10-day meditation retreat years ago. And like the 10-day thing, yo, that's no joke, man.
Pick your brain about that real quick. I know you're talking about the book Black Meditation.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a few years.
Okay.
And y'all know I love to talk, but at home I'm really quiet because you can't be on like this all the time.
Yes.
And I've been really, you know, I've gone to a point where I have the link and all I gotta do is submit my name and address. I've gone to that point.
This is an intervention. This is what it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So I think Black Meditation, your book that's out right now, people get on Amazon, archertherapy.com, Black Meditation. I think this might be what tips over my cup. Because I'm right there. I'm just curious to see what can I create with 10 days of just silence and remove from doing what I do best, which is talking and communicating with people. And see what other thing rises to the top within me.
Yes. So just to know that even for me, well, first I just want to say that meditation may not be for everybody. Not everyone is going to need to sit in silence in order to get the benefits. That's why in the book I go through different types of meditation so that people aren't thinking like, yo, how am I going to get the time to go for 10 days? Like, because it is a privilege to even be able to say, yo, I'm going to go and the bills will be paid. So not everyone needs to do that for enlightenment. I think that enlightenment comes from just your daily operations. Once you do a meditation on that level, you realize that the meditation that you continue is life, because life itself is like a meditation. If I can just make a tangent for a second.
Well, listen, I'm walking with you. It's your show. David Archer, the building therapist. Archertherapy.com.
Well, yo, it's kind of like this. I think I might have spoken to you about this before, but COVID-19 was like a meditation, okay? So COVID-19 was that you got to go isolate away from other people. You got to go and like sit for long times in uncertainty, and you need to be mindful of your breathing because there's droplets everywhere. So the thing is that COVID-19 too was a way of having time for us to sit and to reflect. And there's many people who have made some life-changing decisions in this span of time. There's a lot of insights that did come about. But I'll tell you a bit about the Vipassana meditation that I did. So I did a 10-day meditation retreat. And when you go there, again, it's like, it's pretty intense because you're not allowed to look at people. You can't be speaking to people. You can't. So in a way, it's almost like a vow of silence for a given amount of time. It's even that you can't have eye contact, because that too is a form of communication.
That's deep. When I heard about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, how different is that? You know, you walk in the hallway, you got to look down. Like, how wild is that?
For real. And so it was also that, like, you know, you can't eat meat, you know, you can't, you know, you, it's like there were all of these things that you're not allowed to do. And in a way, it puts you into the closest representation that we may have had that resembles what Buddhist traditions would have followed in terms of this. It's the closest that I've ever been to like an ascetic lifestyle of like,
yeah,
you're away from no electronics, no writing, dog. Okay, so no writing, no, like no music, nothing. But there is nature, but there is food, organic, healthy cooked food. There is like warmth, there's a blanket, but basic things. And what happens is when you sit long enough, they teach you how to do it in a way that is, that's like more than thousands of years old. So they teach you how to do it in this way. And what I came out of it with was a deeper understanding of why it is necessary for people to heal. Right. But this is not what you will get, because everybody's life is completely different. So you going in there, you're going to go in for different reasons, and you come out with different learnings, because everyone's meditation is different. But what I will say though is that the feeling that you're saying that you don't want to go, you're wondering about doing it,
maybe
on the fence about it, that's perfectly normal. It's perfectly normal. For me, it took me, I think, like a year or something before I made the decision that I'm like going to go and stay for 10 days. People were like, what? Why are you going to go stay away from it for 10 days? Why are you doing that?
They're taking bets right now to see on what day I'm going to leave. Some people have me in the first 12 hours. They have a pool going on right now. Can we really go 10 days? No talking, no riding, no eye contact. You know, I love my meat. So all natural.
Yeah.
And I like to be warm. So hopefully the bank is twofold for me a little bit. So I don't know. But I want to challenge myself. I think as you become an adult, you have different kind of challenges, but you have less personal challenges. Mm-hmm. Like I always refer back to the time I used to play AAU basketball, and you know, at practice you're gonna try something new. You're gonna have a new skill test, a new thing. And I feel like personally, a lot of us don't get those challenges in our day to day. So this is like a good personal challenge to really challenge your mental and your spirit. I love it.
Yes. And it will be the hardest challenge that you ever have, because it's because the thing is that even as a therapist, is that the client is only going to tell me what they want to tell me. Mm. But if you're in a deep meditation for 10 days, you can't escape from whatever's in your mind. So even the things you don't want to reveal to others, you are confronted with them immediately. I remember people were like, how was your meditation retreat? And I was like, what do you mean retreat? For me, that was going off into war against all of my internal demons all at the same time with no weapons, no armor, no shield. This is you against all of them. So that's why I say it may not be for everybody. Not everyone needs to do it. But if you are a person who wants to get a deeper sense of why you're here and what it is that you're meant to do, then you need to do something different. And so for some people, it may be starting with a book.
Yeah, just meditation,
breathing it's techniques.
Yeah.
For some people, it may be, if you're considering it, I'm just letting you know, it's not only 12 hours that it gets hard. There are people on the 10th day that quit. Yo, I'm telling you, it's the fear that all people have about confronting their ego, the fear that we all have about confronting our own identity is huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
So even me and my years, because I've researched about mindfulness for years. It's always been my research interest about how like to be able to sit in silence. It's I've been like reading about from the days of The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
Like I've been reading about this from a long time ago, and I've been using it with my clients. But then I also was like, I'd like to see what happens if I completely practice what I preach. So I went there. That was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But I came out of there with an understanding of how people heal or how I heal, and also a deeper commitment to why I must do what I can to help others to heal from the suffering of the world. And I do think it made me a better therapist. It made me a better partner, a better family member. And it just made things a bit more clearer for me. But again, not everyone needs to go into the mountains for 10 days. Not everyone needs to, but I do think that meditation is something that that benefits all people.
All right.
If everyone could take the time to sit and think about their actions and to sit and think about their values and their purpose, we may make this world a better place.
Well, listen, if you're not quite ready for the 10-day retreat in the woods, a good medium... Black Meditation, written by David Archer, therapist, great guy. David, let the people know where they can purchase the book, Black Meditation.
Yeah, so again, if you'd like to find out where to get the book, go and check it out on Amazon.com. And again, Black Meditation is available in paperback, hardcover. It's the ebook form as well.
Okay.
And yeah, so you can just Google it. But again, the full title, Black Meditation, 10 Practices for Self-Care, Mindfulness, and Self-Determination. If you want the link, also go on my website, archertherapy.com, and you can see more information about my approach, my perspective, and just a list of other awesome podcasts like Mr. Moon Chaser as well.
So there you go. Yeah. So there you go. We're going to put the link up there on the Morning Detour on the Facebook, on the Instagram. Mr. David Archer, I got to bring you back here because a lot of things going on in the city. Mindfulness. Before we close out the year, please come back to the show. The Morning Detour, David Archer, Black Meditation.
Many blessings.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Sometimes I feel so naive. I don't wanna give up on you. Easy things aren't easy, I agree. Why you wanna be this cold to me? Why you wanna make me make believe things aren't what they seem? And it got too deep, girl, too deep, it's a problem. Fell for you straight to the bottom. People ask what happened, I go silent. I wouldn't even speak on you, but now you wanna mention me. Now you wanna mention me when you speak on mistakes. Now you wanna mention me like someone could replace me today. Now you wanna mention me, some emotional statements were made. Now you wanna mention me like you're bored of me. Maybe this means more to me. Maybe this means more to me. My eyes too fried, hey. All these thoughts in my mind. Motives too transparent for me. I know you don't care about me. Dealing with me like some waste man. You think I live in the palm of your hand. I'm too understanding and patient. Lightning might have striking you right where you stand. And your karma's gonna be a problem. Fell for you straight to the bottom. People ask what happened, I go silent. I wouldn't even speak on you, but now you wanna mention me. Now you wanna mention me when you speak on mistakes. Now you wanna mention me like someone could replace me today. Now you wanna mention me, some emotional statements were made. Now you wanna mention me like you're bored of me. Maybe this means more to me. Maybe this means more to me. She did play with my energy, don't stop. You realize, say you're messing with a gangster. Ooh, girl, wait for your karma. Tired every day of little drama. If you wanna leave, just leave, no pressure. If you wanna leave, just leave, no pressure. No, no, no pressure. I will miss ya. If you wanna leave, just leave, no pressure. No pressure. Banga, my girlie, why you make you dance, make you move like a rasta. Move that thing, why you make you dance like a dancer. Give me that dance, make you do belly dancer. My girlie, why you make you dance, make you move like a rasta. Move that thing, why you make you dance like a dancer. Give me that dance, make you do belly dancer.
We have a certain situation. I'ma make it clear as I can for you, young. Cause you heard me?
Oh, yeah.
Baby. Pro. problem was I never was a prodigy. Possibly my biggest flaw was lack of modesty. Diabolical means, never knew college degrees. Sipping coffee at a cafe on college capiche. The soul being sold and still on the leash. Roger Goodell, boy, he in a corniche. I was really throwing money, I really saw Meech. And I let them rapper niggas get closer to Meek. It ain't about who made the most, but let's make a toast. Cause a lot of niggas told and kept it on the low. I was self-made, nigga, never want to vote. And before a record label, I wanted coke. I'm talking L.A. Reid, the biggest baby face. It's for my niggas in the prison sipping Gatorade. All the hitters taking pictures for their babies made. Her baby mamas in her projects trying to make a way. It's looking funny when you get the honest. I got a school of gunners that'll get them punished. Cause I'm on the streets, they consider me cunning. Hit you in a Tesla, the push of a button. If she got up in a coupe, then she gotta be f***ing. 50 restaurants, but a lot of me hungry. These niggas wanna gossip, I just want the dollars. All black phantoms going south from Collins. Feelings know we killing, so that ain't a problem.
Honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons, but if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them, and that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sound.
See? K
U
T T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.